Thank you for calling HPL. My name is Tyrone. How may I assist you today?
Yes, my name is Tevin. I'm actually a Best Buy associate. I actually have a customer on the line. His name is Chris Constanzo. I can give you the FMS order if you want.
I'm ready.
Essentially, okay, so it's 769-02-608. Essentially, Mr. Constanzo was just calling because apparently you guys reached out to him, giving him a different address than the one that we have listed. And I was just calling to double check and make sure we got the same address for Mr. Constanzo on this Wednesday.
Alrighty, I think I spoke with him earlier. The address that's showing in the system, just verify his phone number for me so that we can get that part out of the way.
His phone number is 330-317-7790.
Yes, the address that we have on file, it shows 906 Lakeview Drive. He advised me that's the billing address. He said the new home is like 2 miles away, and we can't change it in our system.
Okay, so I actually see a completely different address, though. So how did y'all get that, and do y'all need me to change something? Because, like I said, our system shows 17.
Yes, sir. So when the tickets are made over, I'm not saying you're the one that made it, but the Best Buy reps that make them, like when they make the order, it sends over directly from there. Because we can update like the phone number and stuff like that, but if we update the address, it always gives us an error. So that's why we can't even touch the address anymore, because they took it for where we can't even edit. We always reach out to the Best Buy and advise them what's going on to see if we get a change. He advised me it's less than 2 miles away. So when the tech call him, he can try to advise the tech then, because I know they'll still go if it's less than, you know, that's just 2 miles away. But normally they try to make a new ticket and they edit and see if it'll update. That's normally what they do from Best Buy and from the DOD. Because if that was, you know, that's a simple change. If it was, you know, we could have easily just changed it for him.
I got you. So I'll go ahead and I don't mind making a new order for the customer. The only issue or the only concern I have, better yet, is that he won't get the same date. So actually, I have another question with that in mind. If I go ahead and put on the notes or on the order assessment in the order that his address, I'll update the address and I'll say his address is like 2 miles away from that location. Is there any way they can just go off of it like that?
Yes, like you can still do it that way. It's not giving you the option as well. Okay, so
not letting me change the address.
If you have the new address, add it into the comments and then just put that in there for us. And then I have it on here. I'll say this for in the morning. Anytime they call, I just make sure, because even when they give the pre-call, because you know they have to do the pre-call and they advise us the wrong address. They'll check and see how far it is. As long as it's not too far out the route, then they'll go to the home.
Okay, I gotcha.
So with 2 miles, they should still be able to handle that, because that's not far.
All right, I gotcha. Thank you, sir, so much. I appreciate that. I'm just going to go ahead and put that in the notes, because like I said, on our end, it says 1702, so I can't even change it. And then I would go ahead and create another one. But I don't want to risk the customer not getting that same date.
Yes.
So I'll just go ahead and throw that in the notes, and then hopefully the techs honor that. Cool. Will do. All right, sir. Well, I appreciate you so much, man. Thank you for your time.
Okay, no problem. If there's nothing further, thank you so much for giving us a call here at XPL. You have a wonderful night. Be safe.
Thank you. You too.